Barbara Rodriguez. President Trump is calling Senator Chris Van Hollen a fool and a grandstander after the Maryland Democrat posted pictures of a meeting with Kilmar Abrego Garcia in El Salvador, who was mistakenly deported to prison there a month ago. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
In response to the meeting, Abrego Garcia's wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura, said in a statement, "The efforts of my family and community in fighting for justice are being heard because I now know that my husband is alive."
The Trump administration has refused court orders to bring him back to the U.S. Donors are stepping up to help Harvard as it takes a stand against President Trump.
The feds have frozen $2.2 billion of Harvard's funding, believing it is not done enough to combat anti-Semitism. The New York Times reports alumni who have never donated to Harvard before are now giving money to help fight back. Wellesley College economics professor Philip Levine says Harvard's endowment is more than $50 billion, but the funding freeze will still hurt.
Talking about $2 billion once, plus another $500 million a year, essentially forever. That will do a very good job of depleting that endowment pretty quickly.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Police in Tallahassee say the suspect in yesterday's shooting at Florida State University is the stepson of a sheriff's deputy and used her former service revolver to kill two men and wound six others. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Police have already been to the home of the stepmother and father, recovering laptops, any electronics. They're going to be poring over that. They're, of course, looking for a motive.
The suspect was wounded by police. Secretary of State Rubio says the U.S. needs to decide in a matter of days whether a truce in Ukraine is feasible.
If it's not possible, if we're so far apart that this is not going to happen, then I think the president's probably at a point where he's going to say, well, we're done.
He spoke as he left meetings with European officials in Paris today. Tomorrow, the people of Oklahoma will mark 30 years since a truck bombing inside the federal building that killed 168 people. KWTV anchor Robin Marsh was reporting that day.
Our building, the TV station, was about 10 miles from downtown. Our building shook like an earthquake. So we knew immediately something horrific had happened in downtown Oklahoma City.
185 years after it was founded, a town in the Midwest is going away. Lawmakers in Iowa have voted to dissolve the Marion County town of Swan, home to 70 people. Mayor Stacey Harding gets it.
When you think about what it takes to run a local government, you have almost as much paperwork for a town of 10,000 as you do for a town of 68.
Markets close this Good Friday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A gas main break in Kenosha forced residential evacuations last night. It happened at around 9, impacting people living near 39th Avenue and 45th to 50th Streets. Details of the cause remain under investigation. Major construction on Main Street between Gould and Augusta begins Monday in Racine. It'll have the road closed for 2 months with detours via Melvin and Erie. The project aims to reopen before July 4th festivities, with Phase 2 starting in July. A Racine officer rescued a man from a burning building last week. Kenosha officers got awards recently for reviving an unresponsive man on February 15th. Both departments have had ceremonies and are giving out commendations and accolades for the efforts. Racine County's new juvenile detention center opens May 1st. It'll relocate 25 youths to a new facility with classrooms and mental health resources. The efforts at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center aims to shift focus from punishment to rehabilitation and education. And the Red Cross is seeking volunteers to install smoke alarms and create escape plans. Those volunteers would be going door to door in Racine May 3rd, replacing smoke detectors and offering fire safety tips. There's more about how to help on the local Red Cross website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Is it Dane time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays, who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today, and some of those could be severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Be weather aware today. Our high right around 78. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, 44. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's been around for about 98 Easter weekends, WRJN. A reminder that Racine Raider football starts up in just about 2 weeks. Hear every game of the schedule on WRJN.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get ya. Sooner or later, girl, you got to give in. Sooner or later, love is gonna let ya. Sooner or later, love is gonna win.
Just a matter.
Sooner or later, love is gonna let you. Sooner or later, girl, you got to give it. Sooner or later, love is gonna let you. Sooner or later.
question of time before you make up your mind and give all that love you've been denying.
You've been looking for love
in all the wrong places.
You've been looking for love
in all the wrong places.
To Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
real. I know it's gonna last a lifetime. Oh, you better believe it, girl, and that I call your name. Darkness fills my room. I'm only dreaming about the time I'm gonna be with you. Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do.
My finger on who that sounds like until just now. That song is by Gallery, who only managed a couple of hits. That's half of them. But they sound like Tony Orlando and Dawn. And I just realized that. Just came to me now. So you share my revelation. Maybe you already knew that. This afternoon, Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion, 3 from 63, along with the events from the class of 63 and so much else that he just kind of stuffs in there. So much fun. The 5 o'clock class reunion with Kurt Volman. Check it out right after the 5 o'clock news this afternoon on WRJN.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, with showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills. Discover a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Action figures, pro wrestling merch, sports memorabilia, great Easter gifts with their own uniquely sweet charm. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
At Just Brew It, experience great beverages and great local finds. Spring is in full swing. Looking for something fun to do next weekend? Mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 26th, and swing by Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove for the spring pop-up from 8 to 1. Sip on your favorite handcrafted drink while exploring a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Fresh, local, delicious. Just Brew It. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. LifeMD helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad and a pretty frozen vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956.
Sits WRJN. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Coca-Cola's the real thing, isn't it?
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, honey.
I've got your picture. Come to me when I call your name.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've upgraded our news coverage. We've teamed with Racine County Eye, so now you can get the headlines from WRJN up to the minute. And you can also read about them at RacineCountyEye.com. Sharing that with you. But now here's Stuart J. Waddles from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The name on the sign out front says the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. That center will open in Caledonia May 1st. It's named after the late county executive who pushed early for the project. Efforts at the facility are said to shift focus from punishment to education and mental health support. You can find out more about how many kids will be there and how the place will operate online. It's a feature story today at RacineCountyEye.com. Major road work is set to begin on Main Street Monday. The first phase in Racine will have the stretch between Gould and Augusta closed for 2 months. Detours will be posted using Melvin Avenue, Erie, and Gould. The road is scheduled to reopen in time for the July 4th festivities and the Lighthouse Run. Phase 2 is set for July, impacting Augusta to Melvin. The Red Cross is recruiting volunteers to install smoke alarms in Racine homes May 3rd. They're looking for 3-person teams who will also help families create escape plans. It's a nationwide event with volunteers being sought locally. You can find more on the Red Cross website. And Gateway Technical College has opened a place to help students in need. It's called the Connection Center, and it's now operational at the Racine campus. A statement says the goal is to support students with food, clothing, and access to community services. There's a food pantry, access to professional clothing, and help with housing, mental health, and transportation needs. School officials say they want to help students overcome challenges so they can succeed. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and high temperatures spiking to the low 70s. Some could be strong to severe, packing hail and high winds. After the cold front passes, though, it'll leave us cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s and partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
When the sun comes up,
Gospel News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Jerry Lewis had his career cut short because he got drafted. Went to Korea.
Everybody loves a clown, so why don't you? Everybody laughs at the things that I say and do. They all laugh when they see me coming, but you don't laugh, you just go home running. Everybody loves a clown, so why can't you? A clown has feelings too.
Though they may when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be a
Times Timeless Hits, WRJN. Proud co-sponsor of the Milwaukee Film Festival. It's running the 24th through May 8th. Every kind of film. Documentaries, lighthearted international comedies. Learn more online at WRJN.com. Or, if you're a member of our newsletter, you'll find more information about it there.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget DeBrand Fine Chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Hey, Racine, get in on the action and join the 262 Boutique Food Drive at 2210 Rapids Drive across from Horlick High School. Now through April 27th, bring non-perishable, unexpired food items to support the Racine County Food Bank and help feed families in need. Plus, receive discounts at Midwest Market, their way of saying thank you. Market hours and drop-off times Friday 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Donations are dropped off at 262 Boutique. Let's fight hunger and spread love one can at a time.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Quartz wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Need you so, baby, try to find.
stations did build me up, Buttercup. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum, and I'm going to mess with your head here for just a few seconds. Please allow me. You know the song, I'm Into Something Good, by Herman's Hermits, written by Carol King. Well, Herman's Hermits were not the first ones to record it. The Cookies were. Here's a brief part of their version of the song on WRJN. Hermits got their hands on that song and recorded their version of it. Here it is, the one you've been waiting to hear on WRJN.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good. She's the kind of girl who's not too shy. And I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She bends close to me like I hope she would.
She bends to me like I hope she would.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
Oh. We only dance for a minute or two. But then she stuck close to me.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Just a little disc with a
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen is trying to help an improperly deported migrant back to the U.S. from El Salvador. The latest ruling from an appeals court says the Trump administration needs to get it done.
We need to make sure that the court system works and due process works.